The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, a funny question, mate. Laszlo's invested in a film called Shadow Dancer. It's mainly being shot in Bulgaria in an old Soviet-built studio just outside of Sofia, but they're doing a couple of weeks in London. It's starring Corey Feldman and Tamsin Althwaite, and it's about a priest who becomes possessed. Corey Feldman's playing the priest, but they're filming very close to Anne's, and I was just wondering on the off chance if there would be a possibility that we could use Anne's maisonette as a sort of unit base. It would just be for like costume fittings and stuff. It would just be a few days. There's almost certainly a couple of hundred quid in it for you, mate, and it's just on the off chance. It would be beginning of next week, Monday to Wednesday. But yeah, if you could get back to me as soon as possible. All right. Thanks, Rog. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Well, this sounds very exciting, quite glamorous. I'll be honest, I didn't really know who Corey Feldman was. But when I told Anne, so weirdly, she knew exactly who he was, which I was very surprised about, given the fact that she's an 82-year-old woman. But she started reeling off all his films, one about vampires, and yeah, she's a bit of a film buff, weirdly. So yes, she has said that she would be delighted to let Corey Feldman get changed in her bathroom whilst he's making the horror film in London. Okay. I'll be honest, I feel really good at the moment because Jamie has gone vegetarian for a couple of months, and I said I'd do it with him. You know, just any real excuse to bond with him. And we signed a sort of little pact that neither of us will eat meat, and he's really serious about it. You know, I guess it's his age. He's worried about the ethical implications of eating meat and the effect that it has on the planet, whereas I'm a bit more realistic, and I think we need meat for survival, and we wouldn't have evolved without it. But I do feel better for not eating it, so maybe there's something in it. Anyway, please tell Corey Feldman that he's welcome to use the house. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hello, mate. Oh, that's brilliant. That really is brilliant. So Corrie's flying in from LA on Sunday, and they're doing a read-through in Battersea, and Corrie's staying in a hotel in Hammersmith. But he'll be at Anne's Monday morning to try stuff on, and I think Tam's and Alf waits to join then, and then they'll be back on the Tuesday to shoot. You should get a call from a chap called Nick, who's an assistant director, and he'll keep you posted about everything. They did ask if you could supply tea and coffee and possibly sandwiches and stuff, and salads. And also apparently Corrie's a really lovely bloke. It'll be interesting to see what happens when Corrie meets Tamsin. You know, I don't know if you saw Tamsin Althwaite in New Tricks, but she was fucking brilliant. So keep me posted. And it sounds like it should be fun. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Schedule-wise, that's all fine. So they can change in the bathroom. And if they want to sit down, they can in the lounge. But I'll be there, and so will Anne. So that'll be four of us. So I've had to move Anne's porcelain cat collection into Anne's room. I know it sounds sort of trivial, but it's an enormous collection and it takes up a great deal of space in the living room, so I've cleared that away so there'll be a bit more space. The only other thing food wise we've got beans and bread in the kitchen. Anne's got some tins, and I just wondered if Corrie Feldman will be all right with beans on toast. I'm pretty sure Tamsin Althwaite will be, but I just thought I'd check because I know all these Hollywood stars have sort of dietary requirements and stuff. But if you could let me know, then that should be fine. Okay, mate, thanks. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I'm a bit down, actually, mate. I've had another failed wank. It's the third time it's happened where I've set out and not achieved climax. There's no worries getting erect, you know. It's just, I'm just not finishing, you know. I'm just sort of fading away. It's quite disconcerting, really. Anyway, you know, the boys a while ago recommended a website called HamsterX, which is wonderful. And my go-to is a scenario where an American lady is on holiday and has popped in for a massage with a Chinese doctor. Anyway, he persuades her to take all her clothes off, and initially she's quite reluctant, but then she gets really horny. And he ends up taking her from behind on a trestle table. It's brilliant. Guaranteed climax. But not even that worked. Anyway, onwards and upwards. I've spoken to Nick, the assistant director, and Tamsin will eat anything. And Corrie is a vegetarian, but beans on toast is fine. All right, cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Sorry to hear about your masturbating, mate. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's not something that I've ever really suffered with. I've always finished the job. I mean, not that I do it that often. Once, maybe twice a week, maybe, at the most. Are you worried about something? Is this something that, something's on your mind? A bit stressed, maybe? That can cause that sort of issue, can't it? Anyway, Corrie and Tamsin are here. Corey's brilliant. He's great. He doesn't stop talking. He's talked about all the people that he knows and the films he's been in and things he's done and the mistakes he's made as well, and mostly about how badly people have treated him. He really has been hauled across the coals, that one. He's very intense, and poor old Tamsin is sort of struggling to get a word in. Every time she speaks, he just sort of talks over her. But he's got so many great stories. You know, I don't think she minds, and I could listen to him for hours. And Anne came in and mentioned the Lost Boys, and he was over the moon about that. But then she asked Tamsin if she was in Emmerdale Farm, and Tamsin just said no. And that was it, and went back to reading her magazine. Anyway, it's all going very well, and I was just wondering when we should do lunch. Okay, mate, speak soon, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. No, look, it's not something I'm overly worried about, actually. It's just, it's happened a few times, and that's all. But, you know, I get hard as a rock. I just don't get there. And after, you know, an hour, I'm knackered, and I'm disappointed, you know, but I'm fine. It's just a phase, you know, and you know, I've got a lot of Silk Route Autobahn shit going on, and, you know, so it's probably that. I can't believe it's never happened to you, ever. So when you knock one out, you always come. You've never petered out. You've never sort of come to a standstill. I find that very hard to believe, mate. Anyway, look, I think I'm going to come over because, you know, I've got a million questions to ask Corey Feldman and Tamsin Althwaite. I really enjoyed Hotel Babylon. I thought it was a really underrated series. Look, if they're hungry, if they say they're hungry, I just feed them, Rog. Just ask them if they're hungry. Yeah. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. No, I'm not saying that you're not... you know, you don't get hard as a rock. I've no doubt that you do. It's not a criticism. But, yeah, honestly, I can't remember a time when I haven't been able to finish. It may have happened sort of when I was younger. I got disturbed and I had to abort. But that's all. But if you're feeling stressed, then... you might want to talk to Corey because he's very big on meditation and calming techniques and that sort of thing. And Tamsin is also involved in a mindfulness and wellness business outside of acting, so you could talk to her. But I think Corey seems to know more about it than Tamsin because he's telling her a lot of stuff that I'm not sure that she knows. I mean, I don't know because she's not really saying very much now, if I'm honest. And Corey's a vegetarian as well, like me, and he knows loads about that stuff. So he's happy to have beans on toast. So is Tamsin. So I'm going to get that on the go in a minute. But if you could come down, that would be great, because Tamsin looks a bit pissed off, if I'm honest. So maybe you could have a word with her, because Corey says she's not being very professional, actually. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. So you've spoken to Tamsin Althwaite about me, my sort of wanking stuff. I don't know, I feel a bit funny about that. I mean, when I meet her, that's all she knows about me. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit awkward. I don't mind Corey knowing, but it's a sort of bloke's thing. Do you know what I mean? But look, I'm not going to come to Anne's house, but I am going to go to the set. It's called a set visit. I think Tamsin's doing a scene now where she has to confront some dustmen. But I think it's only a short scene, but I said I'd go and watch. You know, I'm quite interested. But yeah, no, and then I'll come back to Anne's and meet Corey. That'd be great. Yeah. So I'll see you in a bit. So I think if they're going to have lunch now, and then a driver, I think a bloke called Paul, is going to come and pick Tamsin up for this scene. All right, mate. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. You must be on your way over to set, maybe. Look, mate, I haven't mentioned your issue with Tamsin or Corey. No, we were just talking about relaxation techniques and, you know, and I thought it might help you with your climax issue. But, mate, listen, something
quite strange has happened. I opened a tin of beans, and there was something in the beans, and I prodded around, and to my horror, from the beans, I sort of fished this tiny mouse. God knows how it got in there. No idea. Anyway, I was trying to be discreet and, you know, not scream, frankly. But just as I pulled out the mouse, Corey obviously came into the kitchen to get another coffee. He saw the mouse, which I really, really didn't want to happen. Anyway, I was about to blame Anne for getting the wrong beans, but Corey was great about it. Actually very understanding, said it wasn't my fault, and said that, in fact, we'd be well within our rights to sue Heinz. So he was really, really good about it. But then Tamsin came in, and then she started screaming in quite a dramatic fashion, and, you know, a little bit over the top. Everyone's okay. But I thought I'd better let you know in case anyone said anything. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Fucking hell, mate. That's pretty big news, isn't it? I mean, Corey's probably got a point. You could probably sue Heinz. That'd be a huge payout. Can you imagine? Yeah, bit of a funny turn of events on set. Tamsin turned up, and she's obviously a bit shaken up by the baby mouse and the baked bean tin stuff, and she sort of communicated it to me, but really weirdly. And she just kept looking at my penis. You didn't say anything, did you, mate? She just kept doing it. I really noticed it. But she did the scene, and it was fine. And then we were just having a chat, and I was talking about, you know, being in soaps and soap acting. And then she got really angry with me, and she gripped me up. Said I'm not a. She called me a cunt. And said I'm not a fucking soap actress. And I was like, all right, I didn't really know. Obviously, I touched a bit of a nerve, but so I don't quite know how to play this. But look, I'm going to come over and. We should just sit down with Corey and you know, form a plan. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Corey has said that we would get a very large payout from Heinz because of the mouse, but he said that we'd get an even bigger payout if I accidentally ate the mouse, which I said I wouldn't do. For a laugh, he said that he'd take a photo of me eating the mouse, and it'd be like, you've been framed, except we'd send it to Heinz, and they'd pay out. Now, he does seem to know his way around the legal system very well, though, so, you know, he's been worth listening to. And, mate, I didn't say anything to Tamsin at all, so I've no idea why she might be looking at your penis. She does look down quite a lot, so maybe... She's not looking at your penis, maybe she's looking at something else. And I've no idea why she gripped you up about being a soap actress, mate. She's in EastEnders, isn't she? So, I don't know. I wonder what's wrong. Anyway, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger. This is sort of quite serious. I mean, Corey thinks that we could get over £1 million if we sued Heinz. I mean, he knows all about this stuff. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, mate, this is really big. Really, really big. It's sort of like a sort of hole-in-one. It's a lifetime opportunity here. Really, once in a lifetime. And so how we play this... We've got to get this right. I think Corey's idea of filming you eating it, like in sort of You've Been Framed, is a really good one. Possibly if you wait for me and I could film it. I think it would be quite odd if Corey Feldman was in shot. We should probably, you know, it's a bit of a distraction from what we're trying to achieve. But I think he's got a right idea. So possibly he could film it. Anyway, I'm on my way now. I'm just avoiding Tamsin. I'm probably being paranoid about her looking at my penis, but she definitely was. Maybe it is just a sort of habitual thing where she looks down, but anyway, doesn't matter. I'll see you soon. All right, Roger. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hey Brian, it's Roger. Mate, look, I know this is a big opportunity and it's a once in a lifetime thing, but I cannot eat a mouse, mate. I simply can't do that. Apart from anything else, I'm a vegetarian. So we're going to have to find another way of exploiting this situation. Can you confront Tamsin about her looking at your penis? To bring it to a head, so to speak. That'd be the way to lance the boil. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. Look, I really don't think this is a time for ethics, mate. I really don't. I think we've just got to do it. If Corrie's up for filming it, then all the better. But I think basically we should sort of rehearse it through, and Corrie will obviously be very helpful with that. And then we should just go for it. And if you eat it, and then swallow it, and then I'll come in and go, what was that? You know, something like that. Anyway, I can't think straight. But Tamsin's sort of avoiding me. Now, I'm not entirely sure whether that's because of the thing we did earlier or whether she knows about me not being able to occasionally. But you promised you didn't say that, so I don't think it's that. But anyway, look, I'm coming over, mate, and let's fucking do this. Not a time for ethics, mate. It really isn't. All right, cheers. Bye.
Hi, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, it's only partially an ethics thing. I just can't eat a mouse. I can't. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I've spoken to Corrie. I got his number off Laszlo. He's a really interesting guy, isn't he? He was really singing your praises. I think he's become really fond of you. He did say, however, that he thinks you should, you know, branch out a bit in life, generally. And that, you know, you're creating barriers for yourself and that you need to jump off the cliff. And I have to say, mate, between us, we really think that eating this dead baby mouse out of a can of baked beans is the step you need to take. You know, he's American, he's an actor, he's incredibly well informed, and he's certain that this could be a monumental payout, like a landmark payout. And because I bought the baked beans, I would obviously want a big percentage of that, but we can talk about that later. But I think you've got to go for it, mate, okay? So let's do it. Corrie's up for filming it, and let's just get on with it. All right, cheers, Roger, bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just phoning to see if everything's okay. I was just with Jamie. He's really pissed off with me. Says I've let him down. I came to see him and we were supposed to be going to the cinema together, but just as we got to the cinema complex, I felt really, really queasy. And I was violently sick outside the complex. And at first he was, you know, obviously he was sympathetic, but then he saw the undigested mouse, you know, the whole mouse in my vomit, and I'd swallowed it because I couldn't face biting into it. I just swallowed the whole thing. Anyway, it came up again, and he saw it and just despite being a bit confused, he got very disappointed that I'd broken our vegetarianism pact. And I tried to explain that I hadn't, you know, got so desperate for meat that I'd eaten a mouse. You know, but he wasn't listening by then. He'd stomped off. So I'm just phoning to see if you and Corey got the video sent off to Heinz okay. Because that would be... That'd be great. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's it's Brian. God, look. You know, you can sometimes be a bit blinded by someone's enthusiasm and intensity. You know, my guess is that Corey was on drugs in retrospect. But you know, I stand by. That it was a good idea. You know, when we played it back, I completely bought into it, you know? Anne was obviously very confused by it all, but when she walked into the shop when you were swallowing the mouse, but it, you know, I thought it sort of added to the spontaneity and reality of it, you know? Corey, you know, Googled where to send the video and everything to Heinz headquarters. And anyway, look, Corey was called onto set to film a scene where he was having a face-off with a possessed cat, but they were having a lot of trouble with keeping the cat still for long enough, so it took ages. And whilst all that was going on, Tamsin Althwaite must have nicked Corrie's phone, and she fucking deleted it. I think she really wanted to piss him off, because she felt he'd been routinely undermining her, apparently. Fuck's sake. Sorry, Rog.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com